Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can you imagine can you imagine doing like the Jackie Kennedy tour of the studios like they did at the White House in 1960?
This room over here is where Charlie Burney runs his empire.
Well, you know, I will be perfectly honest with you, young guys, is that sometimes when people come here, usually as guests on shows, they're a little nervous, and sometimes if they have something to drink, it calms them down. And you'll find this out when you're 21.
A true alcoholic.
Yeah, I mean, really, like that's normal. Like talking about what they used to do on The Tonight Show 40 years ago.
So
we get the guests drunk, kids, and that's what you should do.
I never said drunk. I just said take the edge off. And I said,
you take the edge off to a 9-year-old?
Well, some of them are.
The 9-year-old does it. You're a mutton head. You're a mallet head.
Some of them are.
You are a mallet head.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee, true patriot love.
True patriot. More than I know.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, Canada, glorious and free.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
For not being Canadian.
Or is he?
Well, I got Canadian blood in me. I've got Canadian blood.
Well, then we got our eye on you then.
Yes.
Keep an eye on the mic this weekend, the enemy.
I will have a review of the city of Montreal. And let everyone know just how fun it is. But we are here. And we are leaving rainy Maine to go to partly sunny Montreal. At least that's the way
rainy Maine.
Where proximity wise, how far is Montreal, and what is the
3-day drive? Rob.
A 3-day drive. Excellent.
No, it's
by carriage.
It's 6 hours.
Okay,
plus.
That's so nothing.
It's like the journey. It's like the journey for us up here. We like the journey. We're going on a route we haven't taken to take us through
the
most
road
of Maine.
Less traveled.
It would not. I don't know. We will know when we get out there. We'll know if we run into like a moose or a bear or a lumberjack or, you know, someone that says, well, pull over here and grease up.
Where is it in proximity to the States? It's close to the border. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You're asking me mindless, unconcerned questions.
I don't know where Montreal is.
Where do you think it is deep in Canada?
Well, I don't think it's that deep in Canada. I'm thinking it's probably just above, say, Michigan. Is that about right?
No.
You're supposed to be smart.
Jesus Christ. Well, did you graduate from Visa? What was you? Were you magna cum laude?
Absolutely.
Did you
but
cheat
you know
a lot?
I did not cheat at
what
all.
What did you cheat? Were the standards remarkably low?
Mike, it is VCU.
Montreal is above Michigan?
I didn't do geography.
If Montreal was above Michigan, it would be 30 hours for us to get there.
Okay, well, then I guess it isn't. So the answer
what,
is
do
a
you
strong
give any
no.
thought?
Are you geographically
illiterate?
Well, no, not always. Maybe I block Canada out because I hate it.
Well, Jesus Christ.
If you hate something, you don't think about it.
That's right.
It's north of Vermont.
Okay. You see, that's all I needed.
No, it's not okay when you say Michigan and you're like, okay, come on. It's about a 6-hour drive. It's a long drive from here, but it's a nice little, you know.
Are your papers in order?
For the I believe we have the passport.
This is the best.
There's the map.
See, it's really close. For someone that thinks they're going to invade, Montreal should be under radar.
Okay, I got it. Those
you know what's you know what's amazing? There's not a week that goes by where I realize he's not as smart.
I don't
as
know enough about the Finger Lakes, Mike. That's my Achilles heel.
Oh, the Finger Lakes are New York.
Yes, but I don't know enough about it.
Well, what I knew about years ago when my nephew got married around those lakes were how incredibly crystal clear some of these lakes are and how beautiful they are. Like you can see to the bottom
of
these lakes.
You see to the bottom?
Lakes.
phenomenal. Was not a I don't believe it was a Finger Lake per se, but it was in that general area, and it was Lake Skinny Atlas.
Oh, I've heard of Skinny Atlas.
And absolutely incredible.
Not to have a woman.
And we went to that wedding on the same Skinny Atlas. It's a Mrs. Skinny Atlas. Oscar's here for the date. Anyway.
That's the reason I don't know about Montreal is I had a Skinny Atlas.
Yes, thank you. Oh, he's got that there. That makes him happy. Duh. Anyway, so we went to my nephew's wedding, and my nephew now, who has both Eleanor and baby Charlotte, two absolutely gloriously beautiful children, and we went there, and you guys got just this hellacious thunderstorm that was like one of the worst in the history of the D.C. area.
Yeah,
it was horrible. It was not like the rain you got the other day. By the way, has the city recovered from that yet?
There's still
flooding in the streets. Like,
there's still repercussions.
I didn't realize when you guys all came in on, was it Tuesday?
Monday
show? When you came in Monday and you're all covered and you're all talking about, I had no idea. You guys, you practically undersold it. You were all talking about the weather, but I had no idea that the gates of hell had opened up in Washington, D.C.
It was another great example of our crumbling infrastructure where there were literally waterfalls in the metro, underground in the subway, and there was flash flooding on the city streets where people, like cars were being taken
out. Old Town Alexandria, out of the blue.
Underwater.
Yep.
Like pow.
Yeah.
Like amazing. Well, and now, of course, our friends down in New Orleans, we have to say to them, Godspeed, because you're getting whacked and you're going to get flooded again. Just terrible. It's God's way of saying, you elected who? No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not blaming Donald Trump for that.
Political.
You can't.
Well, actually, you would in that case, you would have been blaming God, not Donald Trump. And that's even worse.
Yeah, how dare he?
This is one of the biggest, most successful floods I've ever seen in my life.
Fish,
this is a very
fish
strong
in the street. Sad
fishes, big fish, successful fish.
Big fish.
A fish that can survive in a street where there once was a stream is very, very successful.
Sad,
super
sad,
successful.
Right? Sad.
Yeah, and some of them, of course, the water recedes and they die. Sad. But I want to say I was not drinking last night, ladies and gentlemen, when I wrote the nice post about my team. I felt compelled to do that. And I'm trying to think, something motivated me to write that, but I actually don't remember what it was. Because when I watch something on the tube that inspires me, sometimes I lay it out there, but I don't remember what it was.
Was it Wheel of Fortune?
I know what it was. Huh. I know what it was. It was The King's Speech.
Great movie.
And Oscar and Rob helped me with my stutter when I first started doing it. That's not true.
All the profanities.
I watched The King's Speech last night.
It's a
again,
great movie.
And
love it.
One of the great, I mean, truly,
still
truly.
Holds
when,
up.
When you go back and look at a movie like that, you say, man, that was a wonderful, wonderful movie. But it's about, you know.
Bob, that was in England.
Under,
not close to the United States.
It's just above Michigan,
the
right?
The Atlantic.
That's right.
Would you like to tell me which king it was?
George, wasn't it?
Yes, very good.
See? Yeah.
And who was King George? Any facts about King George?
He was known as the most dapper king of all time. He was great dresser.
He founded Burger King.
No. No, the father of Queen Elizabeth.
I see. I did not know that.
Ooh, I did. Yeah,
one lives, one learns.
And why was he king?
The royal blood. He was born into it.
I don't
know.
You have the best grade point average of anybody in this room.
Speaks well
supposedly.
Of VCU, doesn't it?
His brother, David, abdicated the throne after his father died because he was marrying the Baltimore slut.
A commoner. He married a commoner.
Not only a commoner, but a twice divorced commoner. Who was known as a woman of, questionable
and was
character.
She, was she really from Baltimore?
She was from Baltimore.
How
Wallace,
are you?
Mrs. Wallace Simpson of Baltimore, who not only was twice divorced, but she was rumored to have had dalliances with other men.
Ooh.
And back in that day, pre-World War II, that was kind of frowned upon.
How would you like to leave the throne?
Well, everyone gets divorced.
How would you like to leave the throne and come marry me, but I'm done messing around with other men now, so just leave the throne and marry me?
You know, the lane you travel in, Mr. Spiewak, is it's just so small. It's such a tiny little lane. It's a little lane with all the same streets.
We've got something called Natty Bow.
that's
I can bring a six pack.
So what? I've been with a lot of other men.
Yeah. It was so just about the King's speech was about adversity, and I thought about yesterday when the gods of Comcast had boned us. And really, it's nice when nobody peeps about it, and everybody has to linger 3 hours later than they normally would. Nobody says a word. We just do it, and we just did the show. And I sometimes value that, and I think that's a good thing. So I wanted to pass it along, and I meant it. So I
very
am
nice
very very good.
And you
very,
missed
very good
your kid's concert.
Yes, and I never watched the video where he conducted the concert again, and he has his little baton. I wonder if they've left yet. Hey, Carla, can I see Michael? Can Michael come in here, please?
Oh,
let's put Michael on the show.
So what was the venue of this concert? Because he wasn't supposed to be in it.
There's a school. There's a music school up here that they have for, I think, June and most of July. That they
Piney Knot.
They recruit. They recruit. No, it's not Piney Knot. It's the Pierre Montour School of Music.
And if you've ever saw the movie Fame was based on this.
Okay.
Yeah. And they gave him. They gave him a baton, a conducting wand. Or
I love those with a little the handle on the end. It's a baton.
Yeah. It's a baton.
I thought a baton was something that you twirl around.
It is also that. It's also what you pass in a relay race.
Okay.
And is it also what the conductor uses?
Yes.
I feel like that's a baton. Wand.
I think the synonym for it would be stick.
Look it up, Pony. You got
Hold
a computer
a
in front
Let
of
me
you.
See what's going
yeah,
on.
Of course.
Oh, here he comes. All
right. Now on, Pony, if we don't know an answer, you find it out.
Yeah.
I'll take mine in here, buddy.
Find out where Montreal is, if you
would. No, I want you to come in.
Give me coordinates.
Come here. Just say hello to everybody. Why are you going here? Why are you being...
Oh, he doesn't want to go to camp.
Oh, it's because...
They're leaving.
No, it's not that. It's that, you know, he's played the big room now. He doesn't want to do this show.
So you can say hi to everybody, okay?
Hi, Michael!
Hi, Michael!
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Woo!
How you been?
Woo! Good.
How was the concert yesterday?
Right.
Did you recognize any songs?
Show everybody your baton.
Oh,
that's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, perfect. Look at that. You can baste a turkey with that thing.
Like a Harry Potter kid.
Yeah, I like that.
Kathy?
Yeah.
You looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Excited for church?
Well, they're talking to you. What was that?
You excited for church, little Michael?
Yeah.
Just because someone asks to shake your hand at church doesn't mean you have to do it.
What are you doing?
You can't
touch my computer like that, please. Why are you being... Ow!
Ow!
Oh, that
ow!
Hurt.
Right on video.
You stabbed Daddy with the baton. You
got it on video.
Oh, come on. Just say hi. Say hi to our listeners.
Hi.
Hi.
I already said hi.
Can he say bye, duties?
Right. Okay.
I miss him.
Okay.
They grew up so
we'll
fast,
miss
Mike.
You.
They grew up so fast.
Anyway.
Does that make departure a little easier? When you get a baton right up your
said
nose?
Sure as S does. Jeez.
Oh, is your face okay? I saw you took a nasty
hit. Yeah, you
took
a blow.
With
yeah, I'm
the baton.
Fine.
Things will be better once you get that boy to church.
Bonnie, what's it called?
You were right. It's a baton, and there's one other use you missed. It's for beating people.
Oh.
So and you know you what? It comes from the French baton, which does mean stick.
Ooh.
Because baton rouge means red stick.
See, you know that. That's the stuff. You don't know where Montreal is,
yeah,
but you know red stick.
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge, that's something that's a red Moulin.
Red Moulin. A red Moulin like the movie from Disney?
Yes, one of the princesses.
What is? I would love to know the definition of Moulin Rouge. It's something,
Pony.
It's the red...
Something.
It's the red something. What a Moulin is.
Yes.
It was a nightclub.
Sounds like a cookie.
Right?
Because actually, I do know this, is that the... The city that became Baton Rouge was marked in the ground by a red stick, and the French called it Baton Rouge. That is why.
Baton Rouge. So Moulin would be... You know, I'm thinking this is good discussion because I'm going to a French-speaking city.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
You didn't take French. What did you take a language? You took Spanish.
Spanish.
Yeah. I took French for three
from
years.
The primary teacher of Spanish was Senor Williams, who would come in every year at the beginning of the year, and he said, I got this from Mexico. And he'd go to Mexico every year. And, you know, God knows what he was doing down there.
I think we know.
Darkie. I got these crafts from Mexico. And he'd show and tell in his... And it was Senor Williams. He was kind of goofy. And I remember it.
Did you ever come in and say, I had a wonderful summer. I went and saw the donkey show. And here are some photographs.
A place called Tijuana.
Has anybody found out what Mulan in our crack pony. Staff, have they found out what Mulan means?
There doesn't appear to be any definitions other
right,
than
pony,
that it's
there's
a cabaret.
No definition of it.
The cabaret.
There's no definition.
The only thing I've found for Mulan is a cavity formed by a glacier.
Oh.
And rouge is red, so I guess a red hole.
Well, right? If you ever saw the showgirls there, I think you understand.
Let me look.
The red, you know what? It's like the red cave.
I hope that's what it is.
You love nightclubs, don't you, Pony? Classic probably, turn of the century nightclubs.
Yeah. You probably didn't spell it correctly.
How did you spell it?
Moulin.
Oh.
That's exactly right. Wah, wah, Mulan. Did you try Google Translate?
You would look up.
I just did.
You would look up the movie, and then you would look up the.
Yeah,
spelling.
See, what I was getting was the movie.
I understand what
and
he's saying
cabaret.
Because they're not giving you a literal definition. It just says it's a cabaret. I know it's a cabaret in Paris. Oh,
no. I finally broke it down to mill. I think it means red mill.
Mill.
Red mill.
Yeah.
Red mill of dance.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's got a mill. It's got a windmill.
It's a hooker mill.
Also a movie.
Hooker mill. Yes.
Mulan.
Yeah,
the original house Disney which burned. Yeah. Hold on. The original house which burned down in 1915 was co-founded in 1889 by Charles Zidler and Joseph Euler. All right, and it was a red mill. So a Mulan is a mill.
Red mill of legs, Mike.
A Moulin Rouge.
Legs
red
and stockings.
Mill. Expresses the French for red mill.
Who are
so
the
Moulin Rouge is red mill.
Who
Thank
are
you.
The four, I guess, at that point, A-list, maybe still today? We had Pink. We had Christina Aguilera.
Oh, in the movie, not in 1915.
In the movie, yes.
I thought you were
Pink was not in Moulin Rouge.
She was not?
No, she no. did, but I think she
did
was
the music video.
The video, though, for Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir.
Oh, okay. She did the music video,
hit
the
record.
Actual
yes,
movie,
yes.
The actual movie. And Rob, you know, because I was going through that tragic time in my personal life where I brought the entire crew to my apartment in New York one night to watch Moulin Rouge because I was literally coming apart, and nobody was, nobody told me I was coming apart. But it starred Nicole Kidman, and
correct.
oh God, who was the Ethan?
No, he played. He's the guy who played young Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi in the Star Wars prequels.
I'm bringing it on. Bring it on. Hold on.
But no, I do remember.
No,
I do remember.
God,
it was.
God, my mind is slowing. My mind is slowing.
I do remember.
I can't remember where I'm going.
We'd finish our midday show on WNEW, and you'd put your arm around me, and you'd say, "How'd you like to come over to the place and watch a movie tonight?"
No, I would not. That's not true.
That is a low point in life, Mike. That means you wanted to hang with people, and all you want to do is be alone.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to hang because I was alone in New York. Okay.
Ewan McGregor.
That's
Ewan
it.
McGregor. Ewan McGregor.
John Leguizamo.
Yep. Fantastic. He played Toulouse-Lautrec.
Ooh.
In Moulin Rouge.
Jim Broadbent.
Jim Broadbent played Zidler. And it was just I loved it. I loved Moulin Rouge. It was a wonderful, wonderful time.
It was not
a
wonderful day. You were also at that time wearing your IMUS headphones.
For a very brief period of time where I didn't put them over my head.
Yes, yes. They look like stethoscopes.
And spending a lot of time alone in what is a very good solo city, New York City.
Yes.
A good city to be alone in. And
lots of hookers.
I never got hookers. For the love of God.
Pink.
But it was
Christina Aguilera, Little Kim, and Maya, Mike. You,
Maya,
I know
that's
it was
what
bothering
was.
Us.
But
what do you mean
was,
a good city to be alone in?
When I say this to people, I was going through the death throes of my second marriage.
Jesus.
And we were commuting from Washington, D.C. to New York City. We would do a week in Washington. And a week in New York City. And it was probably a trying time for most of us. I think Rob would speak to that better than
there was
I would.
So much, there was so much time away. It was really tough.
It was not fun. And
I recall? I recall.
Dancing. I'll be honest. I can talk about it. Dancing to one man's schedule, really.
The best.
Don thought it was a really good idea to go up there every other week. And we did. And you know what? We had some good times up there. But for me, it was a very difficult time because I was having trouble in my personal life. But when I say it's a good alone city, I talk about a story of getting off the air. We would be 11 to 3. Is that right?
Exactly.
Was that the
right
schedule? 3 o'clock, going down to Times Square, buying a single ticket to the play Chicago that was on Broadway at the time.
And you go to the booth that just says tickets, and you can buy like single tickets, get them cheaper day up.
And
so cool.
All of us, I think, did the solo thing once in a while where we'd say, anybody want to do this or that? Is it, no, I'm doing this, or no, I'm doing this. And we'd go off and do our own thing, many of us. And I went to a Broadway show, Chicago. I got a great seat the same day, single ticket, that you could get down in Times Square. Mm-hmm. And then I'm coming out of the theater, and I'm walking down the street, and there was a cabaret down there that had the Duke Ellington Orchestra being conducted by Duke Ellington's grandson. And there was a second show at 10:30 at night.
Ooh.
And I remember saying, yeah, I'll drop in and watch this. And so I saw by my onesies on it was a Tuesday, Wednesday night. Wednesday they're dark, I think. I'm not sure.
We usually did Thursday, Friday. So it was probably a Thursday night.
Yeah. Well, we also did full weeks there.
Yeah, we did eventually. Yeah.
We had multiple full weeks. And so I went down and then I saw this by myself and I said, you know what? There's no other city in the middle of the week in the world where you could have that kind of an evening. And that's New York. And that's what I say about New York. If you want to go somewhere where it's always going, always rocking.
There's always something to do.
That's New York
City.
There
was a night that we saw a show and then we walked in and saw Herbie Mann in a small place. I mean, it was another great evening. It was just,
well, we went to see, Rob and I went to see Cabaret with Brooke Shields.
Oh, that was great.
Did we not go to see that?
And it was
at the old Studio 54.
They converted the old nightclub into a Broadway show.
They converted the old nightclub. And I remember there's a scene. Right,
Legs for Days. Oh, my God.
Actually, Legs for Days. That was said in the 1930s. They would say
they
that in the 1930s.
You disagree with me when you saw Brooke Shields' legs?
Well, no, she was gorgeous, and she comes out, and the dancers are getting ready to perform, and so they're all doing their stretching, and it's mesmerizing because they're beautiful. And it was a great show, and New York, you know, everybody, look, I said this to my daughter when she moved to New York City. Everyone should have the opportunity to spend a significant amount of time in that city, because there's no other city in the world like it. And so that's what. But in the meantime, you know, I would get off the plane or the train going back home and realize, well, here's my life. Not going too well. And throw in a major horrific terrorist attack.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there was
at the
that.
Same
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
And I would not reflect on that being the happiest time in my life. It was very, very difficult.
But there were isolated moments that were pretty great. I will always remember going to see Spider-Man with you in Times Square.
We both liked it.
And
I was not looking
one.
Forward to it, but I figured, what the hell, let's go see it.
And then leaving
thing in the middle of the day.
Leaving a Times Square movie theater into Times Square when you've just watched a movie that's climaxed in Times Square. It's an amazing
cool.
thing.
Yeah.
Pretty fabulous. And then
and
you
then
know,
into a limousine with the windows rolled up and a cigar burning.
Yeah. Oh, the secondhand smoke we endured there.
The worst.
But yeah, it was, let me just say this though about New York City and the people that everybody talks about. When you hear about these first responders in New York City, it's a completely different culture, unlike any other culture in the United States of America, with the way these people respond and the heroes that they have down there. That's why when John Stewart was speaking before Congress and talking about supporting these first responders, it is so moving to me because we witnessed it.
Yeah.
We saw the men and the women covered in dust coming down from ground zero, covered in dust, covered in the dust of the World Trade Center. And it was, I'll never forget it as long as I live. And that city will always, you know, have deep meaning for me because of that. And, you know, and I grew up as a kid because my Aunt Mary, she lived down there. And so we spent a lot of time in New York City as well. But if you get a chance and you're a young person, you're out there and you have an opportunity just to give New York a shot, spend some time in New York City. You will not regret it. It is absolutely worth all your time. And even for it's tough if you're doing the tourist thing. I really believe that.
Yeah, but
it's tough if you're going to pop in and you're going to go see the Empire State Building and you're going to go to Times Square and then you're going to go home.
Even the jive thing of where you get on a bus early in the morning, like in December, and they bus you up and drop you off at, you know, Grand Central, and you've got 12 hours in the city, then you take the bus back home. To be in New York at Christmas time, it's an energy and an excitement you've never felt anywhere else.
Yep.
And although that's not the best way.
I had my mom come down and I had my kids with me. You know, it's great.
It's not the best way to do it, but it's better than not ever seeing it. It's very exciting.
Now, if you want to talk about the radio career in New York City, I can describe that with not necessarily words, but a sound.
Yes.
Opie and Anthony, one. Don and Mike, zero. Next. Next, please. Next, next, next. They won. They won. But you know what? Things happen. That's the way it rolls, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. So other than that, S-A-D, let's move forward and onward and upward. I love New York. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sit down, my friend.
What are you looking at? What's wrong?
You look good in that tupa. Some people don't, but you do. It's flattering to you.
Thanks.
So, is this what you thought it would be?
Thought what would be? Where am I? Is this heaven?
No, it isn't heaven.
Is it hell?
No, it isn't hell either. Actually, there is no hell. Although I hear Los Angeles is getting pretty close. Let me tell you what's going on. When you're born into this universe, you're in it for a long, long time. And after each lifetime, there's an examining period, which you're in now. You see, every second of every lifetime is always recorded. And as each one ends, we sort of look at it. And then if everybody agrees, you move forward.
What do you mean move forward?
I mean move forward, continue onward. The point of this whole thing is to keep getting smarter, to keep growing. To use as much of your brain as possible. For example, I use 48% of my brain. Do you know how much you use?
47?
3.
I'm sorry?
3?
I use 3% of my brain?
Yes, don't worry about it. Everybody on Earth uses 3% of their brain. 3 to 5%. That's why they're there.
You mean nobody on Earth uses more than that?
When you use more than 5% of your brain, you don't want to be on Earth, believe me. Well, not that your takeout places aren't lovely, but there are many more exciting destinations for smarter people. Now, being from Earth as you are and using as little of your brain as you do, your life has pretty much been devoted to dealing with fear.
It has?
Well, everybody on Earth deals with fear. That's what little brains do.
What are little brains?
That's what we call you folks behind your back. Forgive me.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Vladimir, Russia, to Isle of Springs, Maine, from Lee's Summit, Missouri, to Coin Jock, North Carolina, from Yountville, California, to Cunbelinvoc, Wales, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. Summertime, the temperature's rising. Conversely, mortgage rates are falling. And now to talk about Cornerstone is the disc jockey with ad noise.
Oh, good.
Yes, that means it's a perfect time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Yes, low rates, baby. And Cornerstone can save you big bucks. So, Whether you're buying a house or refinancing or just want to get a little cash in hand, the people at Cornerstone don't mind me fooling around with their commercials once in a while. That's why I'm doing this silly voice and telling you to bake it a great supper time.
Would you like some apple juice?
No, thank you, mother. You've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. Call Cornerstone. Do it. Here's the best part. The folks at Cornerstone First Financial are TFOS listeners, just like you.
Just like you.
Name's Norm. If you don't understand the intricacies of high finance, no sweat. They do, and they'll take care of you, Mary. Trust the friends of TMOS. Sooner or later, inflationary pressure it burns.
That's like you.
We'll push these rates back up to realistic levels, so this won't last. Act now. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Thank you. I forget, was his name Marcus or Michael?
I don't remember.
I do love the voice.
Very good. Do we have my daughter's number in the system?
We do. We do, as a matter of fact.
Can we give her a belated birthday call?
Will she be awake?
You know, she might be off today. She might not be working today, so she we'll see what happens, but yeah. I hope she's...
Let's see.
Do the
what happens?
Do the bones or the, I guess, archaeological finds?
Oh, no.
Artifacts.
Thank you. They can wait for the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Everybody's waiting for the weekend.
It is Friday. Hold Friday.
I'm going to text her. Let me text her and tell her we're
going on this. Hi, you reached Lizzie.
Okay.
You want me to text her, Mike? I got her number.
Yeah, text her.
Right. I got you.
This whole thing, that needs to stop.
He does that.
I know.
He does that. You know, what is it with those daughters? You know, when are they going to get into that habit of waking up at a decent hour?
That comes when you get a little older. I mean, she could have been on an
all-night.
Carla's
packing for Canada, so she's running.
Don't forget
back
your
and
bras.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No bra. You blew it.
No, you.
I thought we were going to have a big reveal. Rip the Band-Aid right off.
Yeah, well.
No reveal.
Sorry, you have a big reveal. You have a big reveal if it's positive.
That's true.
I'm not pleased.
Hi,
not
Elizabeth. It's your friend, Oscar.
Could have been a late night dig, Mike. Maybe she's sleeping in after a late night
dig.
Well,
no, I think she was a late night birthday party is what it was. Because her birthday's a couple of days ago.
22?
Yesterday. 11, 22 yesterday.
Oh, that's nice. Happy birthday,
22,
Lizzie.
My middle child. So let's see what happens. See if we can get her sleepy. She might have had a very late night because it was her birthday night, and I believe she was taking today off. So this
while we do this, can we briefly discuss how the listeners blew it, but maybe we blew it as well?
Oh, well, so we're sharing the blame?
So we are, Oscar, I don't mind giving them the number.
Yes.
We are 59 tickets short of a sellout. So there are 59 tickets left for the Saturday show in Las Vegas.
Yeah. November 16th.
So, you know, when we say it on the commercials, it will sell out. Yes, it will. Those tickets will go. The first show sold out in 2.5 days. The second show that we added, as we knew, would take a bit longer
to
do that. But I'm impatient. And then we had the great idea. I had the great, Carla, let's sexploit Carla. And I'll say she'll model her third love bra if we sell
it
out.
Helps everyone. It helps everyone.
It's kind of fun.
Now, what day did you come up with this? I have it on my calendar as Wednesday of this week.
Wednesday of this week?
Sounds about right.
Yes. So Wednesday, to 2 days ago, you came up with this, like, look, let's just get this over with.
Yeah,
I know what's going to move the meter, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Wednesday.
Why should you go running so much? So
Activewear.
Mm-hmm. So.
Canada.
I have been tracking, and to Carla, a big thank you. A big thank you for going along with this. It's been.
They're saying thank you, Carla.
And thank the girls for us personally,
everybody,
Mike.
For offering up your body for our listenership. Thank you. She says you're welcome.
Thank you.
She's a good
one. You
want
to lean in and say hello for a minute, please? This is a Travel Friday. Everybody's leaning in and
Travel Friday.
Saying hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
They let us down. Not your girls, but our listeners.
No, you came to play, and we appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
59 tickets short.
I'm disappointed.
You moved the meter.
You did.
They moved the meter.
All right.
Hey, pack extra
socks. Looking forward to 6 hours with you in a car.
She'll be driving, right?
Mike, we
did. Yeah, she'll be driving. I'll be doing what I always do. Much like an Irish setter, I will be hanging my head out the window
and tongue just
like
out. Going.
So this
pine
is
trees.
Do what? Right, do what? Yeah. I like what my kids do, Mike, when they're riding in the car. Just read signs as you go by them.
Yeah, out loud. Exactly. Every sign.
Every sign.
This right. is where we did Dirk a disservice. Because I know he was as excited as all of us to see the show.
Yes, of course.
Is that mm-hmm. on Wednesday you set the scene to get this done. And then as we forgot, and maybe this lands on me as well, we have a long tail of listeners.
This is true. Listenership.
So yesterday in the middle of the night when I'm checking ticket sales, I'm like.
It goes kaboom, right.
You just see this, what is a hockey stick.
Right.
Of people catching up, be like, oh my God, I gotta get on this.
Mm.
I understand.
But they had 2 days. Is 2 days enough, Mike?
Really? But that's the rules. Those are the rules. Well, I would have to ask Mrs.
Can we get Frankie topless?
How about
it's not topless? It's not. It's modeling the third love bra.
We could bring in another sponsor. What if. Say a sellout by close of business on Wednesday of next week.
Ooh, long tail.
Matt Ponyboy Bloom in his me undies.
And a bra. I'll do both.
Don't get funny.
No, that's what he wants.
He wants.
Does he have me undies?
We can get him me undies. Yeah, absolutely.
He's good.
All right. If you sell out by Wednesday,
close of business.
And is interviewed in his me undies.
Yes. And they're clingy.
Is it a onesie? Can we get him a onesie?
But this is, look.
What?
Wow. Our listenerships are mostly male. Now, they may have proclivities to men. Who knows? It's up to them.
Pony has a very feminine form.
Yeah. I'm androgynous.
You know, actually, you kind of are. If you shave that beard, you could be one of the Spice Girls.
All right. I'll tell you what. We'll figure something out, but by... Did you say by close of business Wednesday?
COB Wednesday, Eastern time.
No, that's Tuesday.
I think to come
we'll do
up
it
with,
on whatever we're going to do, we do on the show Wednesday.
Yeah, well, how about we noodle it over the weekend? I think
right,
we're rushing
I'll talk
into,
to Carla and see if we can bend the
Yeah, road. But don't distract her while she's driving.
I won't. Hey, Carla, would you be willing to do it Wednesday? She said no.
I thought I heard yes.
No.
I was really ready to do it today.
Right.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next time.
Ticket interrupt
us. You snooze, you lose.
They exactly. snossed and lost.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, I have to make it rhyme.
All right, can we try Elizabeth one more time,
yes,
please?
Yes.
Yeah, Pony.
Let's try my daughter and see if there's any chance. I know she had a big birthday celebration, so this might be
the phone is being dialed right now by Dull Spice.
My text is, hi, Elizabeth. It's Oscar, your father's friend. Your father wants to call you on the show.
Your father's friend.
Wow. You know, I mean, these phones
when she replies
at the hip.
No call, no show.
All right.
Hi, Oscar. It's Elizabeth, your friend's daughter.
I'll leave a message.
I'm in airplane mode.
No, I already told her. That's all right. All right. Kids in their 20s. They don't care. Anyway, and we're taping early today. So that's
my kids in their teens don't care either. Kids don't care.
It's very frustrating. Very, very frustrating.
Why set yourself up, Mike?
Happy birthday, belated, on the show. I called
Let's
her yesterday.
Let's not sully this.
And spoke to her. And we had a birthday party for her when she was up here. We had a celebration.
Pink, the whole deal, right?
Did we? I think we did. Anyway, I'm getting old. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more.
Well, you certainly did last weekend. Year. Yes.
We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show as you listen to the song stylings of Ringo Starr. One of his big hits, didn't have as many as the Beatles, Photograph, WDRC.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
This is exciting. Like this is on your bonus yaks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is Phil Hamm.
And this is Michael Hamm.
We're with Jake Hamm.
We're the Vienna Hamm.
The original Vienna Hamms. And guess what's about to happen? It's 4th of July.
America!
Flag and flag.
Rest in peace, baby. Should I emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the woo!
Thanks.
Can you make that into a promo, please?
The Michael Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week Thank just you. Ain't enough. Always available at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. How would you like to raise a little genius? Would you like to do that?
I love
it. Would you like a subscription box for kids that helps them to change the world? You're going to love KiwiCo. I love them. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun. Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. This is not just a toy.
No.
Each box is designed by experts, tested by kids, with 7 lines to choose from. KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. It is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. These are, you know what I realized in this commercial, Mr. Spiewak?
What's that?
You don't tell them what it is. We don't tell them what this is. This is not just, the projects are... Yes, they are science-based projects and they are building-based projects, but they do involve something you can put together, but it also helps you learn about all these wonderful
and
things.
And it's something that's fun you can play with. I mean, the scope is so large, you really need to go to the website and see the options. But really, whether you're 2 or 22, you're going to enjoy this. This is fun stuff.
No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $19.95 per month. Our listeners can go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Every day counts when a time comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
Woo!
Now, sorry we weren't able to get through to my daughter. That bumps me out a little bit. Let's open a door now and visit with someone we haven't checked in with lately. It's Rob's World, ladies and gentlemen, to find out what's happening in the world. Oh, Rob, because you said there was something going on you wished to bring to the show today. Take it away, Mr. Spiewak.
Well, you know we get interns from all colleges all across the country. This is true. We actually list our internships at over 200 colleges.
But over the years, it's expanded a lot more. We have more people popping in, and we love that. It's great.
But most of our interns historically have come from George Mason University based on its proximity to the station. It's our podcast village. They're right in Fairfax, Virginia. And one of the reasons we get so many from Mason is that the guy that runs the radio studies there, Roger Smith, allows me to come in once a semester and talk to his classes, which is always fun. And I think he enjoys not having to teach that day. So we go in and, and I talk about what we do here and explain how the internship is very valuable.
Big win.
How it was my start in radio, and you too can be.
It's kind of a backhanded compliment you just gave him, really. I mean, and he enjoys not having to teach.
It was a joke.
I mean,
they're friends.
Okay. They're friends.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he calls me a couple months ago and he says.
Friends like that, who needs enemies?
He says over the summer.
We don't build up, Mike. We tear down.
He teaches, But the building up is the part we enjoyed. The tearing down
basically
is necessary.
Saying, hey, our intern program is great from George Mason because the teacher's lazy.
Lazy bones.
Okay, go ahead.
So he says, I do a radio camp for youngsters over the summer. Would it be possible for them to come by Podcast Village and see what you talk about? I said, absolutely. So we picked 2 days and... next Wednesday, he'll come in again, but he brought in 8 kids, I believe, this past Wednesday, and it was very, very cool. Now, one thing is...
You make it sound like they're 8. They're college students.
No,
correct?
they're kids.
They're children.
Yeah. They range from age 9 to 14.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better. That's fun, and they're interested in radio.
All of them are in this radio camp. I said, what have you done so far this week? They said... We all made our own podcast. I said, Jesus Christ, everybody has a podcast.
That's wonderful.
It's so
that's
early.
Terrific.
The exposure is priceless.
Yeah. I mean, it's
they
so
must be wide-eyed when they see our facility because it is pretty impressive.
They marveled at it. And you know what? What's great is Roger from GMU. He's a radio guy, too, from way back. So he loves seeing the facility and what we've done. And especially with the addition of what we call Studio C, where Angie Goff does her video podcast. It's literally gorgeous. It looks like the set of The View. And so when you bring these kids in here and you show them the high-def video cameras and all the ways that we can hook up in the 3 studios with 3 different looks and the
would it be possible to get a roving camera one day on this show and take a little video tour of Podcast
We actually
Village?
Had a great conversation last week, Mike, because somebody said, when is Mike coming through? And I said, I don't know. I'm hoping in calendar year 2019 because we have some mm-hmm. options.
And when they said coming through, it was in quotation marks because they meant right. actually like going to the other side.
Oh. And I said,
passing through, passing away.
And somebody we should have a full marketing video of all of these studios. We've been so busy.
Can you imagine shows. Can you imagine doing like the Jackie Kennedy tour of yes. the studios like they did at the White House in 1960?
This room over here is where Charlie Burney runs his empire. These $10,000 windows were bought by. All right, yeah, I understand. That's an
I
old
know exactly what
you get. A gift from the Duke and Duchess.
Yes. Yes. This football that has come crashing through the $10,000. Ah, oh, it's a great bit. That bit still is.
You
funny to me.
May hear it on Monday. Speaking of which, but it was very wow. nice to have those youngsters come in here. And I have to also, I mean, everybody is so supportive of.
Didn't you have? I'm sorry. Didn't you have a question and answer segment?
Yeah, it was great. Okay, but before that, I have to thank Charlie Burney, who is the grand poobah of Podcast Village, who is so he embraces the kids coming in.
I hate it.
Oscar walked through the tour group and literally between me and the children. I said, "Hey, here's one of our founders. This is Oscar Santa."
Yeah. Hey, glad to see you.
I said, "Listen, this whatever this man tells you." I literally kept walking.
Yeah, his
do you
sport
show them
jacket,
the refrigerator.
I did. I said, and one of the greatest questions, little kids, 9 years old, why is there so much beer in the refrigerator? and I look at Roger, who's on the tour with us, and his eyes are way up into the light, up into the right at that point. And I say,
right.
Well, you know, I will be perfectly honest with you, young guys, is that sometimes when people come here, usually as guests on shows, they're a little nervous. And sometimes if they have something to drink, it calms them down. And you'll find this out when you're 21.
A true alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really, like that's normal. Like talking about what they used to do on the Tonight Show 40 years ago.
So
we get the guests drunk, kids, and that's what you should do.
I never said drunk. I just said take the edge off. And I said,
you take the edge off to a 9-year-old?
And well, some of them
the 9-year-old does it. You're a mutton head. You're a mallet head.
Some of them are
14. You are a mallet head. You are, yeah.
But it's
so what we do is we have a little cocktail
the answer
before
would
they
be,
roll in.
It's so sometimes fun. There are cocktail parties here in the evening after a broadcast.
Yeah, they have grown-up parties. Yes. We have grown-up parties afterwards.
Now, why would you
every
lie?
Now and
don't
then,
lie to
a
the
nervous
children.
Guest who might also be on amphetamines needs to take the edge off from his speed high of the day. So we load him up with alcohol so he can slur.
Actually, you know, it's funny you mentioned it. You did mention Johnny Carson, and I mentioned that, and they said, "Who's Johnny Carson?" I said, "The Tonight Show." They said, "You mean Jimmy Fallon?" I said, "Yeah, two guests ago, yes, but yes, I mean Jimmy Fallon.
Two hosts ago, but that might have not been the way to.
Well, you know what?
In the future, you live and learn.
I raise my children in a world of honesty, and that's one of the reasons we do have the beers.
And they live in the same bubble that you live in. There's a tiny little impenetrable bubble where you don't know where Montreal is. We have to take a break. I'm sorry, but that's just.
Can I tell you one thing real quick before we
yes,
go?
One more yes,
thing.
I can.
10 seconds. This is sweet.
We had a Q&A afterwards, and it was really marvelous. They did ask good questions, and it was funny to see kids come in 9 years old that know our editing software better than our employees do. I said, does anyone have any questions about Podcast Village? And one girl, I think she was 9 years old, raised her hand. I said, yes, your question? She says, yes. I like this place.
Just sweet. Sweet as can be.
I said, I agree. Not a great question, but I agree.
Well, so, I'll have to fly in for a tour.
Oh, we'd love it.
Bring the cameras
with me. When you're driving down, Mike. When you're driving down.
When I'm driving down. Maybe we can pull that. Yeah, that would be very cool. I would love to do that. Hmm. That'll be neat. It's a date. We'll do that. I'll
done
do that
done.
In early, first week in August. I'll come
done
down and we will do that. That'll be great. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Time now for Fun with Languages. Today we speak Japanese. True enlightenment is found through laughter.
真の悟りは笑いを通して見つかる。
A TMOS bonus show package is the perfect way to achieve comedic zen.
TMOS bonus show package は喜劇的な禅を達成するための完璧な方法です。
Click the bonus show banner at MikeOmeraShow.com to begin your quest for hilarity now.
MikeOmeraShow.comでボーナスショーのバナーをクリックしてハイラリティの探求を始めましょう。
The Sugar Glider is my spirit animal.
Sugar Glider は 私の精神動物です。
どうもありがとう。
ザッツジムアマト。
Thank you, Jim Amato.
So great.
That's a home run. Way to go. Well done. Always a pleasure. A fresh one from the Amato Studios, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Here's a fact of life. No one has time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages, it's a hassle, which is exactly why you need Stamps.com. It eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. They can handle it all. Just use your computer, print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send, then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. That is a great deal. No wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter our code TMOS. All right, this is the take care of business part of the show. Where
TCB, baby.
Well, I'm just getting everybody's update. Jinx. So Maddie is going. Where is Maddie going?
Eddie!
Yeah, she's going to Italy.
Maddie!
All right, Maddie, let's spotlight on you and tell us about your Italy trip. You've got to be very excited.
Well, so I'm actually going to Ireland first, which is also exciting.
Excuse me.
So that's kind of like a route tour because my whole mom's side of the family, we're doing like a family reunion in Ireland. Mm-hmm. We're renting like a 20-person van, and we're just driving around the country, hitting up pubs, hitting up the sites. It's going to be great.
How long are you going to be in Ireland?
A week. And then,
okay, so this is a two-weeker where you're going a week in Ireland and a week in Italy?
Yeah, exactly. And then my unit family, my mom, my dad, my sister, we're meeting up some friends in Sicily.
Is this a political trip? Or
visiting the sister cities? No.
She knows.
So you're part of your family is Irish, part of your family is Italian.
Yeah, exactly. And some of them have never been to Europe before, so it's just going to be a grand old adventure.
Mike, she's an international traveler just like you.
Just like
just
you.
Just like Canada.
Yeah, that's where you go. Where do people go that want to say they travel? Huh?
You've been to Ireland.
Yeah, back when I had a bank account.
Yeah, well, don't just give her some tips.
Oh,
don't
be mad at you. Well, what part? Well, I'm sorry. Well, Rob and I were talking about it before the show.
I was just
kind of bitter going, you know, so, hey, you excited about your trip? I said, yeah, driving over the border again. Yay, world traveler. That's like me. World effing traveler, Mike O'Mara.
Like there going to Herndon. You know. Yeah.
Can I see your passport, sir? Okay, keep driving. anyway, so, no, I'm excited, you know, whatever. But anyway, Maddie is going to Ireland. What part are you? Are you flying into Dublin or Shannon?
Dublin. And then we're just doing a little tour around the country. So we're starting and ending.
Sorry, she is not landing in Shannon.
Shannon is my favorite airport. You break through the clouds, and boy, can you believe the green. The green is as far as the eye can see.
Please allow time for TSA.
TSA, Transportation Security. I'm Scott Shannon, and welcome to my airport. Now, I will tell you the cool thing. Obviously, you've got an itinerary. How many total are traveling in the Emerald Isle? How many?
I think 15.
Whoa!
All family?
Yeah, all family. I feel so bad for the bus driver.
Wow. So is this, would you all have the last name Masiello, or are there married people involved?
Well, it's my mom's side, so it's the McHughes.
Ooh.
Oh, the McHughes.
Oh, remember that movie with John McHughes. Wayne?
Wow. That sounds like incredibly fun that you're going to have that big gang of family. What's it like having a family that's close?
It's great.
That's spectacular.
I recommend it.
Oh, she recommends it.
I did get her with that one. Oh, my God. That is really cool. I would say that the one thing I did one year when I took my family, let me see, I think it was my second marriage, when we went over to Ireland, I booked a hotel the first night, and then I did B&Bs the rest of the week without any reservations. I'd go into a town, grab a bite to eat,
ask the local merchants where there were good B&Bs, and they'd send us out there. And you know, the country is so...
Hi, where can we sleep tonight?
It was not like that. It wasn't like the ugly Americans doing it.
He's
like
Irish.
You turn me into the Griswolds, you know? no, that is such a huge... It was, back in the day,
right.
Back when I went in the 1930s, prior to World War II.
Yes.
It was such a big part of the economy, are people opening their houses to guests, that there are a lot of B&Bs. And I did it with a wife, two kids, and a babysitter that we took with us.
Ooh.
That's back... That was back in the... It was
Don
a different
Draper.
Zone. No, it was not like that. It was a neighbor's kid. Okay, thank you.
And if you want to know what Mike's, if you like to know what Mike's trip was like, it's all encapsulated in a book called Angela's Ashes. So yeah, just read that book. It'll be all
I remember the streets being covered with soot and the dampness and my da coming home stinking drunk, urinating in the hallway.
Was that the trip that you didn't want the bar to close, so you bought it?
When I was partying with
Peter
with
O'Toole.
Richard Harris, with Richard Harris, I was out there going. No, the thing about it is that my memory of it was that the babysitter did not get along well with the girls.
Oh, what? What?
And they would tell you that. They would tell you that it didn't go well.
Oh my God!
It didn't go well. And they, you know,
that's weird.
You know what? It was a weird time in my life. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was living a lie. Anyway, that's
you know what
anyway,
I remember from that trip. You brought me a lighter from O'Mara's Pub.
Yeah,
the original O'Mara's Pub.
That was the day. That was one of the trips where the highlight of my day was when, and that may have been another. I went over a couple of times for vacations.
Okay,
I loved Ireland, and what you might want to do is now cider is a big thing in the United States, but back then cider was the big thing in Ireland. They didn't drink, you know, Guinness and Harp. They drank a lot of cider, and I met a guy in O'Mara's Pub in Killarney, Ireland. And sat and chat, and he had a thick Gaelic dialect that I could hardly understand until I had like three ciders, and then I had four, and then I had five, and you know, the ex came in, ducked in, and I said, you know, maybe that's why she's the ex. I ducked in, and I said, go shop, and so and
go buy yourself a sweater,
buy yourself. I'm talking to my friend here, and I remember standing up, and it was kind of like, woo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's when I was, you know, because cider didn't taste like anything except apple juice.
Right. Yeah, have you ever been to Sicily?
I have never been to Sicily. I have been to Venice, Italy.
Ooh,
but I have never been to Sicily. And so the McHughes, will they be traveling to Sicily as well?
No, it's just the Masiellos at that point. We're breaking off.
Because the McHughes hate the Italians?
This is so,
exactly.
Listen to the family this young lady has. So you've got the McHughes in Ireland, and then you go to your other half where it's Masiellos who are experiencing their culture.
Exactly,
This sounds like an amazing trip, Maddie.
Yeah, I'm so excited. My dad, I mean... Because Ireland was first, and the man does not know how to go to Europe without going to Italy at some point. So,
okay.
He's sending us the menus of all the restaurants we're going to be eating in Sicily.
Oh,
it's going to be
that is so cool.
Will there be
now,
cheese?
What point during the trip will your dad visit the villa of Don Ciccio and stab him with the butcher knife?
That's where we're going first.
And then you got the rest of the day off.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maddie's father, as you know, will walk up to him and say,
Vito Andolini. Vito Andolini, and this is for you, the olive oil business. There we go.
Sicily is spectacular as well, and different kind of culture.
A melting pot now.
Is Sicily a melting pot?
Yeah, I just watched a Vice program on Vice on Sicily on how they have this cross-cultural melting pot now from Morocco.
Really?
Because there's and I would say North Africa, because there's so many refugees that are landing in Sicily. Surreal.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's not cool. It's obviously controversial as well.
Oh, it's controversial, but the melding of, and you talk about cuisine, and I know that you're a foodie, Maddie. The types of food that are available, I'm not even a foodie, and they're talking about this on the show. I was like, I would want to go and taste it.
Is there a sweet green over there?
There you go. Montreal's north of Michigan.
That's exactly right. Well, technically it is. It's just north and way to the east.
But Rob's got it on us. Rob's been to France. So he's been to France.
Yes. I've never been to Europe.
Twice
at all.
You've never been to Europe at all?
No.
You know? Well, you know what? Well, you know what my dream is, really? One day, you know, we do these Vegas shows and we do all that. My dream would be really one time to do a show overseas. I would love
that. That'd be awesome. Fantastic.
Maybe at a pub in Ireland. I would, you know, it would be a dream to do that. I've always, you know, the sky's the limit when we think about once a year. We do something once a year.
Once a year.
And we're always thinking creatively, you know, and we take suggestions as well. So
maybe somewhere
special.
In Istanbul.
Yeah.
Not Constantinople.
Yeah. Go to Turkey. Go to Turkey.
Mike, the rates are great.
And the exchange rate.
And as we've discussed here on the show, if you need a new hairpiece or a hair transplant, that's the place to go.
Oh,
there's only one reason. There's only one reason that will never happen, that we will not do a show there.
Why?
I would be, it was fear. Fear of getting fear of getting the bottom of my feet beaten.
Taken.
That's what I think. I think of Turkey as Midnight Express, where the children get their feet beaten. You know, the bottoms of their feet.
But that Mike, if you are taken into custody, I will visit you. And I will show you my breast.
If you want to know what we're talking about, all you have to do is rent the movie Midnight Express. Billy, Billy, please.
Oh, Billy, please.
Billy, please. We'll take a break. It still holds up. We'll take a break and come back with Oscar's take right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I may look
like a city slicker. Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. Hello, possums. Well, if you're like me, and I pray to God that you are, you're gearing up for your annual summer block party. That once-a-year neighborhood brouhaha where you gather on the hot, sun-baked pavement of your courtyard, squinting as you try to remember your neighbors' names, while you choke down bad food and warm off-brand soda. Get ready for swell small talk like, what about the weather? Oh my, the traffic. And are you still doing that radio on the computer thing? Talk doesn't get much smaller than that. Ha ha ha, fun! What you need is big talk.
Yes.
And you get the biggest talk every week on the TMOS Bonus Show. That's where the talk is big and the laughs are even bigger. It's always perfect. And you don't even have to pretend that your neighbor's children are cute. Just click the banner on our website.
Can you tell what I'm doing on Sunday?
Yes, sirree. Have fun.
Yeah.
Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all our bonus content. Remember, the bonus show is your passport to the assport.
Woo!
Copyright TMOS 2019. So please buy the TMOS bonus show and get ready to kill your Sunday with bad conversation and cheap hot dogs. The TMOS Bonus Show, brought to you by Bounty Paper Towels. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on some of the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. And now, without further ado, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar?
Yes, sir.
R. Kelly was arrested yesterday, 13 counts, including sex trafficking, child pornography, obstruction of justice. These are federal charges, by the way. Kelly was arrested in Chicago, but he's being brought to New York. And there will be a press conference at 9:30 this morning, just roughly 25 minutes from now in Atlanta. Kelly is already facing 11 charges in Chicago, including sexual assault and abuse. He already pleaded not guilty to those. So more counts for the man, R. Kelly.
Mike, we talk about society overall and how there has been what I would call a moral correction that is happening as of late. R. Kelly is another example of this is all alleged at this point. But for a while now, there had been rumors that he had proclivities for underage women. And he has been able to skate here and there for whatever reason on charges in the past that have been brought up or allegations. But now it seems like you know, the hens have come to roost. If that's a, is that the
oh, that's
the chickens.
Yeah, yeah, the hens.
Oh, I thought he got it exactly right.
So, but it really, to my point, we see this with Epstein. We see this with celebrities now that we live in a world, and thank God we're finally here. I can't believe it took this long. That this is, it doesn't fly. Like, people are now being, they're being brought to the mercy of the court, and no one's looking the other way, which is fantastic.
My apologies for not giving you a funnier story.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know, it's a big story.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can ease our way out of this a little bit. And we'll pivot from R. Kelly to Miley Cyrus. She was asked if she ever wanted to break out of the Hannah Montana mold while she was doing the show. She said, quote, "I did once when I was 18 because it felt ridiculous. The minute I had sex, I was kind of like, I can't put the effing wig on again. It got weird. It just felt like I was grown up." Before the show ended, Miley was already causing controversy with her attempt to become a more mature artist, and it made things complicated. She says, quote, "One time I went backstage at Disneyland and Peter Pan was smoking a cigarette, and I was like, that's me. That's the kind of dreams I'm crushing."
Wow.
So that's Miley Cyrus.
Do you have Party in the USA by chance?
I might. You know, I understand that.
Please.
When she left that show, she was actually covered with Miley Cyrus mold.
This is fascinating because we've seen the iterations of Miley Cyrus over the years.
Yes.
Where there, and the pendulum has swung from Disney star to X-rated star, which it would be. Oh, not in an adult form, but when she's. She's half naked on
a wrecking ball.
The idea that she's still alive, Mike,
yes,
with Billy Ray Cyrus as her father,
yes,
amen,
and still putting out hits,
yes,
and seems to have some sort of stable relationship,
yes,
it means we all have hope. We That's all right. have hope, and with Miley, hits Miley. Like this, like Party in the USA, you I can't hate on her,
Oscar. I think Miley's going to be around for a long time.
You
I really
can't
do. I think
hate
she's
on her.
Just. She's kind of got it figured out. And
more hits than
that.
Her dad had, and he's still around.
And by the way, he's still relevant because he's just waiting to see which hit song he can get onto by calling him up and saying, "Hey, we'll make this country. Get me on your show."
Hi, are you that rapper? I'd like to do a record with you because you're that rapper.
She's winning at life, Mike. That's for sure.
Yeah. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
It's Oscar's Take.
Oscar, a new poll for the National French Fry Day tomorrow, I guess it's Saturday, asked 1,000 people which fast food place has the best fries. McDonald's still number one by far.
Yes.
It got more than twice as many votes as second place. Number one, McDonald's, 43%. Number two, Chick-fil-A, 18%. Boo.
Waffle fries.
They're soggy.
Too much surface area, they get cold too fast.
This just tells me, though, well, we'll get into the In-N-Out burger. Oscar might know that better.
Yes.
Wendy's 13%. No. Wrong. But I mean, there just have many choices. In-N-Out Burger is number four. Arby's number eight. Shake Shack. Have you been to Shake Shack?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's owned by Michael J. Fox, I think.
That's number six with 5%.
I mean, I've heard that joke before.
I know.
I've told that joke before. It's not funny, and Pony quit it.
Other is number seven with 4%.
Other.
We haven't seen a lot of deals, but here are a few ways to get free fries. Starting tomorrow, you can get a free medium fry at McDonald's if you order through Uber Eats.
Mm.
Or a small fry costs $1 if you order through the McDonald's app. Oh, you know what?
Fries people cheap are the best at McDonald's, so I agree with the most of America. I think there's an honorable mention for Whataburger that no one's talking about. Maybe they're not large enough for people to contend or actually bring into the fold. But I would my rankings, Mike, would be McDonald's for the crispiness. I would put Chick-fil-A's at number five because they get soggy easily. Like if you go through the drive-through, those waffle fries, they don't hold
mushy
up.
Mushy in the middle, too much potato.
And then
my two
guy would be this is shocking. I'm actually going to give Wendy's number two the fries, the wedge fries. A lot of people don't like them.
Sea
salt. I'll enjoy that. And then you a Burger King right below that. I will celebrate tomorrow as I go through the drive-thru with Santos. And then we do our bit that says one fry for you, one fry for me. One fry for you, one fry for me.
Oh, that is adorable on Oscar's Take.
And you guys are missing Oscar's Take. You're missing out on a key player is Five Guys. Five Guys has amazing French fries.
Five Guys is a meal in itself of French fries.
It is. But if
they're pretty good.
And it's a peanut
the
oil.
The hand-cut thing works for me. Can I throw mine in?
Please.
Yeah.
Steak and Shake. Down my neck of the world.
And where do you weigh in? Where do you weigh in on sweet potato fries?
Carla adores them.
Uh-huh.
I've checked them. They're not as they're healthier than regular French fries, so they are disqualified in my world.
There you go.
Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar, body shaming celebrities is not cool, but in a backward way, it kind of makes us feel better about our own bodies, which, let's be honest, are in a much more shameful state. The whole thing is kind of absurd, and this is the perfect example. Us Magazine posted photos of Jason Momoa on vacation with his wife, Lisa Bonet. He's shirtless and... Or Lisa Bonet, not Lisa Bonet.
Bonet!
He's shirtless and he's
jacked. From the Cosby Show.
But maybe not quite as jacked as he was on a Game of Thrones in an Aquaman. So folks started saying he now has a dad bod. Maybe his abs aren't as defined as they've been, but he's still in incredible shape. So people started coming to his defense. One person said, quote, "If that's a dad bod, I'll take two and one for the road." Another said, "Still has a better body than 90% of people commenting, and even that seems generous. He's definitely still above the 19th percentile." So
the guy's a dreamboat. We'd all do him in the room. I'll say that.
I don't care for his disposition.
Well, no, this is
the turnoff.
It's about being in game shape. Mike, you know this. When you're getting ready for when you're getting for a live show, all of us in this room want to get in as good a shape as possible because we know that you're going to be on stage. You want as many photographs as taken of you that are flattering and not with three chins.
Right.
So for him, maybe he's between movies. Maybe he's just living his life.
Maybe he knows how to get fit. Right?
Yes. That's what they do for a living.
Yeah, he's getting ready
for
his new Project Mike biopic. He's playing Benjamin Franklin.
Yes, shaving his head. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, finally, mesh chaps may be the hot new look for summer. Yeah, I saw a picture. A woman's clothing and apparel company debuted their new mesh chaps. And people haven't been shy with their feelings on social media. Not surprisingly, the reactions have been pretty mixed for the unusual pool item. Pretty Little Thing showed off their new item on their...
Who did?
Yes, that's the company. Pretty Little Thing. Pretty good. What do you think about the mesh chaps? Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty Little Thing showed off their new item on their Instagram page.
Pretty Little Thing.
In a photo featuring model Tia Lenniker, they captioned the photo, "Can't nobody tell her nothing. Tia Lenniker is killing it in the black cleavage wire bikini and black print mesh chaps." They also included hashtags identifying the outfit as being intended for the beach and pool parties. On their website, the chaps are described as "have all eyes on you" in this statement chaps.
Ooh.
Featuring a black mesh material with an elasticated waistband. "We are obsessed with the style." While some users
elasticated? You could just say elastic.
I don't know. Well, it's elasticated is more, you know, sexy.
Is it? We're writing copy.
Some users left comments calling the chaps tacky and leaving laughing face emojis. Many others seemed genuinely excited. Yes, yours are on the way, Mr. Vastrick. Maybe summer 2019 isn't the summer of chaps after all, but we don't know. But they're interesting.
Mike, we've discussed this.
Hold on. Excuse me no one problem. Moment.
Of course.
No, no worries.
Frankie, shut up!
Thank you.
Yes. Has he gotten into your chaps again?
Somebody might be here.
Know this, that your general bathing suit that we all grew up with at the pool has changed. I would say now, when we're going to Vegas and I went to, Phoenix or Scottsdale, I said, I can't wait to go to the pool. The pool is, as we discussed, seeing a thong at a pool now, it's commonplace. So the idea that someone put mesh over and have their ass cheeks sticking out, I think it's just one degree above that and we're not far off from reality.
Maybe I'll find a pool in Montreal. Why do I think Montreal is going to be, streets filled with young, vibrant Montrealers?
Good-looking people with good health care.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the last Audio Vault of the week with Mr. Rob Spiewak. And you just sit tight. We're going to be right back, everybody.
Boom, bam! Dan the Fan Man can't be here as he's busy helping the peace process in North Vinea. So I'm here as his backup. It's your man, Oscar Fantana. That's right. And when I'm not harassing Rob or mispronouncing again, I'm making one of my 800 shows. In fact, I'm announcing show number 801. I'm here to tell you all about
Tech Fan 1-1.
It's the newest show with me alongside
Dan the Fan Man.
We talk about anything and everything fan. This podcast is so hot, the only thing that can cool us down
are some high-quality fans.
And don't just take my word for it. Hear what my wife has to say.
Fanning the bios.
What, I'm supposed to do I'm not going to do Shannon's voice. I don't do girls' voices.
Or how about my favorite little guy, Phantos?
The dog? What are you doing?
So don't forget to buy a fan.
What are we even promoting? Buy a bonus show. That's real. Dan, go home.
All right. I propose a recut and a remix.
Okay.
If you're unwilling, Mr. Spiewak, we will recut that, and I will play the role of Shannon.
And will you also do Fantos?
I will do Fantos.
Excellent.
Yes.
I look forward to it.
It will be very
it.
Brief, yes. And there will not be words. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our Las Vegas show. Listen, pal, if you screw this up, you're going to hate yourself. Hate yourself real bad. I don't think we have to be as heavy on people now, to be perfectly honest with
you. All right.
Time is running out.
Make
but,
your plans.
We're going to do something special by next Wednesday. 49 tickets left, and you keep putting it off. You're going to be screwed. Don't procrastinate. And we appreciate everybody that's coming to two shows as well. It's going to be cool. Buy your tickets for Saturday and buy them now. Once they're gone, they're gone. Tickets are on sale for the Mike O'Meara Show in Las Vegas on Saturday, November 16th. Remember, this is an entirely different show with Friday night show totally epic and the Saturday show even epicer. The entire TMOS crew at the Zappos corporate headquarters with you. If you don't, blow it. Saturday, November 16th, 2019, the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular brought to you by Zappos. No, I'm not going to tell him not to F it up.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I didn't know what tone you wanted.
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, let's just come on.
You know, I think we're all handling it rather well, even though the fact that the situation is still in jail.
Mm.
So sad.
Yeah.
So sad.
I know. Mm. And there's a new reboot of Jersey Shore somehow on MTV. I don't know. It's like a family reunion thing. Yeah. But I guess the situation
Poor
can't
idiot.
Be there because he's in jail.
Yes.
Well, I think you'll be pleased to know that even though he's in jail, he got visited by Paulie D.
Oh, isn't that nice. Sweet?
Yes. In the clink.
And you wouldn't believe it, but he's actually in the same jail as another celebrity.
Really?
Here's Paulie D to tell us.
He's doing really well. I went there to visit him, and I thought they were going to like basically strip search me and stuff like that.
It
wasn't the case. It was very late.
I'll just stop it because I like hearing
it. It's like a section of Stern Show for years where every MF-er that came on Stern Show that was like working in that building sounded exactly like this.
Yeah, and so Jimmy said to me that I was being an ass, and then he said I was being an ass.
Yeah, well, what happened about the other one, Robin?
Well, and then he came to me, and then he said this, and we're all from New York. We're all from New York, and we're all successful.
All right, so here with the tape again, here's intern Steve Grillo.
He's doing really well. I went there to visit him, and I thought they were going to like basically strip search me and stuff like that. It wasn't the case. It was very laid back. He's happy, positive. He's just so happy to get it over with, and he just wants to come out. He sees Lauren like every week. He's almost done.
Did you see that guy, Billy, from the Fire Festival, who's in the clinker with him?
I did.
And what was that like?
Oh, my God. It was cool. Like, he was with his family visiting.
He was.
And it was like, we were visiting Mike, his family was visiting him. I'm like, this is so weird. We're at picnic tables outside.
Wow.
It was weird. There was no bars. You picture jail bars and cells and guys with guns.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they could have took my phone. I had a phone on me, everything.
Right. Wow.
So the cheese sandwich guy. Was there from Fire Festival.
Just remember, if you're at home, kids, remember what he's saying. Jail's fine.
They're in
it's
jail.
It's fine. There's picnic tables.
They're in jail. They're idiots. I swear to God.
You know, my favorite part is he says, there's no bars.
There's no bars of guns or anything. It's great.
It's like, I want to go.
There's no bars.
I want to go, Howard.
You're going to end up in jail.
So was it like jail? Did they have guns?
No, what happened was Billy said to me that Timmy was going to come over there and Jimmy. And Jimmy said that Jimmy couldn't go to Howard's house because...
We can't celebrate jail.
There's no bars?
No bars or guns or anything. Take my phone. New York.
Do you miss it, Mike? Do you miss Florida?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, terribly, Rob.
As you talked this week about the lady that went into the grocery store and licked the ice cream and put it back.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there is a Florida-based phenomenon, and it's called the licking challenge.
Now, in recent weeks, we have seen videos that have gone viral on social media, videos that involve a licking challenge. That's where people will do some things like open up a container of ice cream, lick the top, and then stick it back into the store freezer. Now, when I spoke to the mom tonight, she said she was unaware of any kind of licking challenge, and she swears up and down that what she did was simply just horsing around or just...
Now, you may ask yourself why this 30-year-old woman is under the microscope for the licking challenge. Because she was tired of waiting in the doctor's waiting room with her child, and she was caught letting her child lick tongue depressors and put them back in the jar.
I had just been waiting a long time. I was not thinking. I was just being silly with my kids.
My mouth
shocked at the floor. I was completely surprised and shocked.
They're going to refer it to the state attorney's office to see whether or not charges can be brought against this person for that. It has to be something criminal because it's dealing with the health of individuals.
If I could go back and change it, I definitely would.
She would.
Hey, can I just make a point here?
Yeah.
Okay. For everybody that's wigging out about human saliva, all right, take a. Why don't they do a little comparison where you walk into a grocery store,
yes,
and you touch something that's been touched by,
carts,
and then you rub your eyes.
Okay.
Exactly.
The we're just so stupid.
Yeah.
It's only because this is getting the hype, and the funniest meme about it was the cow licking the ice cream.
I like that. That.
Funny. That one made me laugh out loud. This will pass. This too will pass.
Mike, there was a huge traffic backup in Kansas City when a big truck, an 18-wheeler that was hauling pig refuse, literally pig guts, turned over and blocked.
Well, was it pig poo or pig guts?
It was guts and poo.
Like,
and
it was rendering or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, and it turned
like
over.
From when they'd been slaughtered,
mm-hmm,
and stuff?
And it blocked three lanes of traffic. I want to play you the highlight of my favorite
brutal
moment from the interview of the people that were eyewitnesses.
I thought it was horse poop.
Is that the comment?
That's the man on the street interview.
I thought it was horse poop.
Hey, lady. How did you like the Mike O'Mara show today?
I thought it was horse poop.
Oh, no.
She went on to say, Mike, they're no boss.
No boss.
No
they're
boss.
No boss or anything. And I went in, and then the guy that was also an idiot and got in trouble and was dishonest and immoral because he wasn't raised right, he was in here, and it's okay. It's okay, and I saw him. He's doing fine. He's doing fine, because that's the most important thing. Not that he didn't pay his taxes because he's an idiot.
I thought it was horse poop.
Don't lick it. Don't lick it.
Don't lick it.
Mike, are you familiar, if I will close with this, with the name, if I say Mike Vrabel?
Mike Vrabel?
B-R-A-B-E-L.
Why does that sound familiar?
Because he's famous. He's the coach of the Tennessee Titans.
There you go.
Ah, okay. Yep,
and they asked him if he would, in exchange for us, if he could guarantee a Super Bowl victory, would he castrate himself? Here's what he said.
Hold on. Stop.
Yeah.
Where did this question come from?
It was a press conference, a press sit down, and they said.
So some random reporter says, would you cut your balls off if you could
win
a Super Bowl?
Would you trade castration for a Super Bowl victory? Here's what he said.
Would you cut your off for a Super Bowl?
Oh, been married 20 years. Yeah, probably.
You've got three.
As a player. I guess we'll be married for 20 years one day.
Would you, if you came home holding a bag of ice, and Jen was like, oh, honey, what'd you do?
She'd be like, I thought you already got fixed.
I made the ultimate sacrifice.
I had to cut my off, honey. We're going to win a Super Bowl. She'd be like, all right.
Or would she
be upset?
She'd probably be on board.
She would be like, do you want me to do it? Do you want to do it now?
And we asked the wife about it, and she said,
I thought it was horse poop.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great week, and enjoy your trip internationally, Mike.
Thank you very much. It's my international trip. Maddie's leaving this weekend, right? Is that she out of here?
Next week.
Well, anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. We will be back with a brand new show on Monday. I'll tell you all about my international world of travel. We'll have a lot of fun. Hey, buy the bonus show tickets. Sell it out this weekend. All right, enough of this foolishness. 49 tickets left.
That's all.
Get to it, people. Then we can put other silly stuff up, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can't do things like that. Now, I don't know how I can explain this to you. But it's not only against the law, it's wrong. It's not a nice thing to do. People wouldn't understand.
We are going to take Florida back into the too close to call column.
I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Gentlemen, please get your act together.